Welcome to the Membership Machine Show, talking you through your membership website from initial idea all the way to finished product. Here's your host, Jonathan Denwood.
Welcome back to the Membership Machine Show. This is episode 120. In this episode, we're going to be talking about what are some of the best WordPress page building plugin solutions. If you're looking to build a membership community-focused website in the first half of 2025. We've discussed this before, but it was a while ago. It's an important subject. It's a key part of the technology stack that you need to choose if you're going to build on WordPress, and we think you should really do that. I've got my great co-host with me, Kirk. So, Kurt, would you like to quickly introduce yourself to the new listeners and viewers?
Sure. Kurt von Annen. I own Mañana No Más. We focus largely on membership and learning type websites, and we work directly with the good folks at WP Tonic.
That's fantastic. Right, so it should be a great show. We're going to be looking at the leading page building, website building solutions on WordPress. We've tried them all ourselves. So we've got some great insights, but before we go into the meat and potatoes of this great show, I've got a message from one of our major sponsors. We will be back in a few moments, folks.
Hi there, e-commerce store owner. At Omnisend, we help more than 100,000 e-commerce customers just like you sell their products. We're an all-in-one email and SMS marketing platform that helps you reach your customers, grow your audience, and increase sales. In fact, our customers have seen incredible results with Omnisend, averaging $72 in revenue for every single dollar spent. And if you ever have a question, our award-winning customer support team is available 24/7 every single day. That's one of the reasons we have more than 6,000 glowing reviews and ratings all across the web. So get started with Omnisend today and start growing your business with better email and SMS marketing.
We're coming back, folks. Also want to point out that we've got a great resource. We've got a highly discounted course that will show you how to build your membership website from beginning to end on WordPress utilizing the most modern, best plugins and technologies. This course is normally around $50, but you can get it at half price. Plus, we got a curated list of the best WordPress plugins and services with some special offers from the sponsors. So loads of great goodies. You can get all this by going over to wp-tonic.com/deals. wp-tonic.com/deals and get all the goodies there. So let's start, Kirk. So where do you think we are with building a membership stroke learning management system using Lifter LMS or Learn Dash or the about three solutions that I would recommend? You know, it's the second probably biggest, or you could say the first biggest choice when it comes to WordPress technology. What page builder are you going to use? If you were consulting with somebody, how would you broach this topic initially?
It's such an interesting topic, Jonathan, and you're right. We have covered this before. But then when you look at the conversations you have as an agency week in, week out, it's like it's got to be covered again. We've got to keep the conversation going. When I consult with a customer about how to build their project, their website, or what page builder to consider, it comes down to use case. Am I talking to somebody that already has a base understanding of WordPress and the internet and managing a website? And, you know, do they have the mental bandwidth to add something else to their box of tools, right? And in most cases, course creators and business owners, they might say, so you have to be really clear, they might say that they're up for it, but realistically, they want to do what they do best. They want to run their business. They want to focus on what they do and not have to learn a whole new vertical of IT to be able to provide it. And so that usually determines the pathway that my agency will take in building a project for a client. Like, I might prefer to use Bricks, but realistically, they don't have the capacity to make the edits after I'm done using Bricks. So I'll stick with something like Cadence and still use the block editor.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from, but I think there's two areas that I would like to add. Number one, if they're utilizing their existing page builder and they're happy with it, yeah, to ask that client to move to another page builder is probably not good advice. The only argument against that is that there's one or two solutions on the list that we're going to be probably talking about that I would have to advise the person if they could not to use them. But it's a debatable argument, because if they invested a lot of time and they're happy with it, there's a good argument why stay with the devil that you know. The second insight, I think there's basically two fundamental buckets here. There's the Gutenberg-based technology solution. Gutenberg is underlying technology that's been developed over the past 6 years. It's a new metaphor on how to build a WordPress-powered website. It's in the core WordPress. You can build a website using Gutenberg technology without an additional plugin. I would strongly advise not to do that. I think you can use Gutenberg, and I would recommend it to the majority of clients that I consult with. I think a Gutenberg solution plugin can provide a great solution. But then there's a second bucket that are non-Gutenberg page building solutions. And they're fine as well, as long as you understand what you're getting involved in, that are aimed at different types of end users, in my opinion. And there's strengths and weaknesses in each of these separate buckets, as I put it. Do you think I'm correct in this, saying that there is these two kind of buckets, really?
Yeah, and I really want to commend you on the way you sidestepped around what I would we're going to talk about it later, what we would recommend or not recommend. If someone's already using a certain tool and they're comfortable with it and they have that knowledge base, then absolutely, right? Stick with it, as long as, you know, it matches the growth strategy that you're looking to forward.
Right? Well, there's one particular one that we're going to talk about where I think there's clear performance and usability consequences. There's two actually, but there's one that I think, unless the client, you know, we can only advise, we don't insist, we provide some of these solutions. There's one that we generally recommend, but we can provide a couple of the others in our hosting plans. But there's one particular one I would strongly advise a person not to use it. The present version, and there's an upgrade, but that's in flux, as it's not clear when that will go public anytime soon, fully public. So it's a difficult one. Are there any things, you know, obviously your experience on all the leading WordPress learning management systems, but you have a very detailed knowledge of utilizing it on Lifter LMS. Are there any of the ones that we're talking about that you think people have to understand strengths and drawbacks when it comes to Lifter LMS specifically?
Yeah, there's a couple of things, a couple of consistent things that come up. For instance, you know, with Lifter LMS on the dashboard page, there is a menu full of endpoints, and the display of those endpoints in Cadence in certain templated formats doesn't break out very well. So you need to use some custom CSS to straighten that out, and at least until they fix that in a patch. The other thing that typically happens is people will get all excited about Elementor, for example, which we'll discuss later. But in certain cases, you have to remember, you know, Lifter LMS is like other platforms. It's using dynamic content to populate a content space or a placeholder inside a template, right? And so in some cases, you'll have a duplication of that dynamic content in your forward-facing pages, and you'll need to go in and delete that through the builder so that your forward-facing content looks correct. Neither of those are dead ends, right? It's not like, oh, my website's broken, but there are friction points that an experienced user can get through pretty quickly, but an inexperienced user may find to be quite the obstacle.
Yeah, I think that's fantastic. I think there's a bigger area, but this is just my view. Specifically with Lifter LMS, they provide their own theme, which they've developed internally.
Yeah.
But I cannot, in all honesty, recommend it, not because it's not been coded well. I'm sure it's up to the highest standards, but there's a subdivide even in Gutenberg technology, folks, and this divide is called full-site editing. And Cadence, thank God, in my opinion, they have been discussing it, but I think I might be wrong about this, folks, they have decided to back off on it. It's using Gutenberg technology, but it isn't utilizing full-site editing. We could spend a whole episode explaining the ins and outs of full site editing. And I think Kirk is in agreement. We're not going to go there because I think unless you're a web developer, WordPress professional, you would not find that conversation totally useful. But take it to me, in my opinion, full site editing isn't good enough. Hasn't been fully worked out and built out. So I, in all consciousness, could recommend it. Other people would have a different opinion, especially when it comes to certain features. That's my position on it. There was something else, but I've just forgotten what that was, actually. And it's the other factor is that how a page builder or a theme works with a specific learning management system or a membership plugin is important, but a page builder is much more than that, because in a successful membership website, it's much more. How can I build landing pages quickly? How can the, if it comes with a form builder as part of the package, how easy does that work with something like Fluent CRM or WP Funnels, which are the two that we supply and we recommend? How easy does that page builder work with other plugins, key plugins that should be part of your technology stack for your membership website? Marketing optimization, landing page building functionality are two key things that you would find in any competitive SaaS, software as a service platform competitor. And there, to me, it's not just a question of, and even if you were dealing with an organization that wasn't directly interested in direct sales, they still probably need landing pages or and able to send email and communication. So these extra features are important in the discussion, in my opinion. What do you reckon, Kurt?
I'm kind of tracking most of what you were talking about. I got a little held up on the full site editing references that you were making, to be honest. I keep going back to use case and who the audience is, and I let my brain get these gears mixed up. But I think for a general, like, marketing level website, right? So general, I want to put a picture in, I want to change the heading, I want to add the text. And even from an LMS perspective, and you were talking about like the CRM tools, you know, interoperability with the different plugins, full site editing for the most part does that. I think where full site editing is one of your terms, right, is misses the plot or something like that, is away with the fairies. Where it's missing is people that want to take it to the next level and want to customize this and customize that and move this and modify and do things other than just add or subtract content. And I think when you try to get like super pixel perfect design, then yeah, full site editing is probably a little bit more than people want to bite off. But talking about the interoperability with, I can't even say it right. With the different plugins and stuff, most of the tools that we're going to discuss, I think, are pretty compatible with each other, right? So it's not too much of a thing. Where I get lost in the weeds, and bear with me on this tangent or this branch, is clients that send me some link to some theme forest theme or something like that with built-in God knows what in their walled garden, and then those things don't work correctly. But that's not referring to the page builder. That's referring to the theme and the weird functions that people tried to add to their site through the theme process instead of using plugins. And I think that's where things get lost, especially for new people in the market space.
Well, it's very confusing, folks, because there's still the whole market of traditional themes.
Yeah.
But most page builders have a set of internal or with Cadence, we've built at WP Tonic a number of themes that are offered as part, well, themes, Cadence calls them starter websites, but each page builder has a different terminology for starter websites or themes, and that adds to the confusion, folks. But I tend to say that you have classic themes and you have full editing themes. One of the problems with full editing is the number of themes that are being designed to utilize that technology is still very small, folks. Most page builders have what I call starter websites, and the bigger ones have quite extensive libraries, and then they have third-party providers that build on it. So that's one of the other criticisms. It's slightly unfair, but full-site editing's been around for the past couple of years, and still the number of themes that are compatible to it are quite minimum. And I think most people now are looking at page builders, Gutenberg or non-Gutenberg. So that's one of my criticisms of full site editing, because I think unlike people like us, most end users aren't aware of the situation. So that's why I have a problem. I think in the second half, we're going to look at some of the main page builders that you can utilize. I think we've had a good initial discussion of the main things that you've got to understand to make an educated choice, folks. We're going to go for our mid-break and we'll be back in a few moments, folks.
Tired of hosting providers that can't handle high traffic loads? Conversio is here to help. Our platform can handle any amount of traffic, all without slowdown or crashing. With immediate Slack support, performance optimization, and a team that thrives on resolving technical challenges, your e-commerce business is in safe hands. Learn more about Convessio at convessio.com.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Lifter LMS, the leading learning management system solution for WordPress. If you or your client are creating any kind of online course, training-based membership website, or any type of e-learning project, Lifter LMS is the most secure, stable, well-supported solution on the market. Go to lifterlms.com and save 20% at checkout with coupon code podcast20. That's podcast20. Enjoy the rest of your show.
We're coming back, folks. We've had a great intro about page builders. In this second half, we're going to be looking at some of the main ones that you should consider. But before we go into the second half of the show, I want to point out, if you're looking for a great resource, a great free resource where you, that will help you build your membership website, if you've got any questions, we've got a great resource at WP Tonic. That's the Membership Machine Show Facebook group. It's totally free. You go to Facebook, put the Membership Machine Show into Facebook search. The group will come up and you can join for free. And I'm always putting new content on there. It's got a small but really great group of people, developers and people like yourself. And like I say, if you've got any questions that you that come into your mind after you've listened or watched this show, you can go there and put your questions and we will try and answer them. So let's go straight into it, Kirk. Cadence WP, the one that we recommend the most at WP Tonic. What do you think are its strengths and weaknesses?
First off, I want to be very clear that there's a difference between Cadence and then Cadence Pro, Cadence Blocks, Cadence, right? Because it has those different elements that, yeah.
It's not confusing, is it?
No. So let's be super, super clear about what we're, you know, because we're giving a pretty big pat on the back to Cadence and bragging about its capabilities, but we're using Cadence Pro with Cadence Blocks with the suite, right? It's the whole thing. So people will get confused. They'll say, what's Kurt even talking about? Cadence is a theme and you can load Cadence into a WordPress build and use the Cadence theme, no problem. And you have the standard block elements and block editing features in the block editor. But Cadence Pro basically enhances all of those editing tools and gives you much more control over the front-facing design of your website. And so to say it's intuitive, I think, is an understatement. The more I work with it, the better it gets, to be honest with you, Jonathan. I mean, it's if you want to change the padding or the margin or the size of something or have something size in a you know responsive way to the size of the block, you put, I mean, it just works. It's simple. And I might be going out on a limb here, but I mean, seems super lightweight. Page speeds are good. Like it's effective and it's easy. And I'm going out on a limb because we onboard the clients at WP Tonic. So when someone's completely new, we give them a little bit of training like, hey, this is here's your website and here's how to make some changes to it. And we have that course that you mentioned. So we make it easy. And it seems like the adoption ability of that as a page builder, if we call it a page builder, the adoption is very easy and intuitive.
Yeah, its drawbacks are more around Gutenberg because it adopts the Gutenberg interface, which isn't terrible, but it isn't, to be honest. After a couple of hours and watching some videos, you're going to be okay with it. And as the more you use with it, the more you're going to like it. But it's not one of those intuitive interfaces that you practically know from almost the minute you start using it. But Kirk disagrees with me there. He thinks I'm a bit harsh on it. And he might be right, because I've got baggage. I've got baggage from using Allah. And, sorry, go on.
I was just going to say, if we think about the actual steps of editing between Cadence and a different builder, like Beaver Builder, Elementor, Bricks, any of those, there's that extra friction step where you have to say, edit in the WordPress editor or edit in this builder, right? When you have Cadence, you just click edit the page, and then you just click on what you want to edit, and you edit it right there. And I think that that is part of where that intuitive nature of it steps in, because you're not having to activate or open up another tab or something. It's right there on the page. And then you can easily click, you know, preview to open a new tab and preview the front end to see what it looks like when you're done.
And before we go on to the next one, folks, they do offer a free version. It's the blocks that different sections, different functionality you get from a library of blocks, and Gutenberg Native provides a set of blocks, widgets, whatever terminology you want to use. With the free version of Cadence, you get an extension on that library of widgets blocks. But with the paid versions, you get the theme and access to their own starter themes. It makes the whole process more intuitive and more easier.
Yeah.
That starts with their Express at 69, Plus is 169, and Ultimate is 299 per year. I think it's not just how many websites you can do. I think there's extra, you get access to extra add-ons and extra functionality at the different levels. Some of the other solutions, we just quote a single website, because the extra prices, you don't get any extra functionality. You just get access to being able to build out extra websites.
Yeah.
On to the next one, another popular one, especially for more technically minded kind of quasar professionals or professionals using Gutenberg technology, but they provide their own blocks and their own websites, starter websites, is GeneratePress. It is very popular in the WordPress semi or full professional community, because it's got a reputation in building super fast websites. A smaller team behind it, but I've got minimum experience on using it, but the team behind it are enormously experienced, and but it was lacking in starter websites. They don't exactly use that term, but they are built that out, actually. I don't think it's as extensive as Cadence, but they have built it out. And it's got other features that really appeal to the WordPress designer, developer, to a level of control that Cadence doesn't have. What would you say about GeneratePress?
GeneratePress does something that I really, really enjoy, and that is their selection of patterns is not like starter sites. So let me be more descriptive. A starter site is like a templated page or templated series of pages where the graphics are in place and placeholder images are in place and text is already in place. And so a lot of beginners really like startup templates like that, because honestly, beginners have a hard time visualizing, like, how do I build a website on a blank page? And so it's all there. But what GeneratePress does, they have the starter sites and the templated examples. They have that, but they also have this pattern library. And the pattern library is not styled with colors and graphics and sample pictures and text. It's just the layout. And when you have a series of layout templates, to me, this is the next level of professional builder. This is the next level from, you have a beginner and then you have this next level, and that's, hey, just give me the format and I can put the graphics and text in. And I think Generate Press is a really efficient, elegant way of giving you that content and giving you that head start without putting all that extra like color and forcing style and fluff on you, if that makes sense.
That's great. On to the next Gutenberg one and the last one in the Gutenberg bucket, Spectra. It's full site editing, so it gets a black mark straight away for me. But it comes from a very good company. It's going to be fast. I don't know if it's going to be as fast as Generate Press or Cadence. Starts at $59, Essential $99, and Business $199. I think like Cadence, you do get additional functionality at these different price levels, not just the amount of websites you can build out. I wouldn't have any problem somebody using it. I think the other two that are in the Gutenberg bucket, I would recommend more than them. But other people disagree with me. What would you say?
Well, this is where I get to be a little more transparent about myself. I am a Spectra user. It's one of the tools that I keep in my little quiver of tools. I was an Astra Pro client for a long time. And I have a lot of projects built in Astra and Astra Pro. And Spectra was their sister product. And so Astra Pro, Spectra. And to be more transparent, if you're into those templated website ideas that we were talking about with the starter websites, Astra was one of the first I knew of that had like a real AI builder with that ZipWP connection. And man, with ZipWP and a paragraph about what your business is about and Spectra and Astra Pro in place, I was like, bada boop, bada bing, I got a sample website to show a client pretty dang quickly. And then you can work on filtering in, you know, what do you want for real content? What do you want for copy, pictures, and images and stuff? So I find Spectra to be a really great tool for what you're doing in that space. But then I, working with Jonathan the way that I have, I've become much more segmented in my thinking. So if I'm working with a customer that is an Astra customer, Astra Pro, I stick with the Spectra. If I'm working with Cadence, I do the Cadence, Cadence Pro, Cadence Blocks. Even though Cadence Blocks can be added to almost any other theme in the Blocks arena, I use it with Cadence and Cadence products. I seem to be very compartmentalized in my usage, even though that's not a requirement. That seems to be the way that my brain works.
I'm going to put you on the spot. If you had a new client and they were saying they were looking at Cadence or Spectra, which one would you recommend them?
Oh, it really is a toss-up because I have access to both, right? You did put me on the spot, so I'm going to give you the real answer. I have them look at the sample websites, right? So take a look at the starter websites. If there's one that really pops off for you, that's the direction we'll go.
Yeah.
If they don't have a choice, if they don't have something that just really pops off, I'm probably going to put them on Cadence. And the reason, and this speaks to my laziness, is I'm already doing so many projects with you in Cadence that my comfort level and my confidence is that much higher in Cadence. I know where everything is. And when you don't use something for a while, you tend to get a little lazy on it, right? And so every time I get into an Astra site again, I kind of have to relearn where some of the controls are. But that's with any page builder.
I don't think there's much. Some people say Cadence inherently is a bit quicker than Spectra. I don't actually know, be quite truthful about it. The only thing that kind of pushes me to it is I like Cadence. And the only thing that you don't have that baggage, you really don't see it, is the full site editing because I just don't like it. But it doesn't bother you. So
there is one thing in the Spectra Astra family that is incredibly annoying. So if they're watching this, maybe they'll pick up a nugget from me. When you use Cadence, you need one license code and it activates the whole dang thing.
Yeah.
When you use Astra, you have to keep that website open in another tab and you have to go, okay, activate Astra Pro. Okay, activate Spectra. Okay, activate, you know, Essentials for Elementor, if that's something you put in. Activate, you know, each thing has its own license code, which is mind-bogglingly annoying when you have a multitude of sites that you're working on. Whereas with Cadence, copy, paste, done, get on to building the website.
I forgot about that. It's extremely annoying. It's minor, but it's annoying.
Really
annoying.
If I had the leverage of choice, I'd probably be in the Cadence Park.
Yeah. Well, we've got another 20 minutes. We need to get, I think we'd be okay. So on to the non-Gutenberg page builders. And the big daddy, the big beast, is Elementor. They're bringing out version 4 right now, and that's bringing out some CSS technology, because Elementor, it was mostly, had a bad rap about page speed, but this was mostly around adding a load of third-party widgets. But the only area where it had some real truth was mobile. It was extremely difficult to get Elementor website to load fast on mobile. They're bringing out version 2 using some modern CSS elements to overcome, especially mobile, and that they're bringing in some others. It's not bad, and it used to be my weapon of choice, and loads of people love it, and it's got an enormous user base. I just think you're just going to be better off using Cadence WP. But if you're used to using it, we provide it a WP Tonic. We've got no problem. It does need good quality hosting, in my opinion. But whatever you do, it's always going to be a little bit slower on mobile, in my opinion. And hopefully this new versions will overcome it. It had something called Diveritis, that it just utilizes. This is a bit of web language here, folks. It just produced a load of unnecessary div containers everywhere. What's your thoughts on Elementor?
I bought into Elementor years and years ago. And then I struggled to figure out how to be decent at it. I had a big learning curve for me. And all of a sudden I was paired up with someone that was using it almost exclusively. And I picked up maybe confidence from them, but I started to get better and better with it. And to the point that it became a crutch for me. And I used it for a ton of projects. And then Elementor a few years ago went through this phase where every time there was a major update, all of my websites would break. And that happened for a while. And I said it publicly at the time, and I need to take some of that back. Maybe I amplified it more than it needed to be. But when you're hosting 45, 50 websites and 12 of them go down on a Tuesday, that's an exciting day, right? And so I got in the habit of not doing automatic updates, not, you know, being really paranoid about updating things and backing things up. And then other tools started to come out and I got more comfortable, like with Cadence or with Bricks or with something. And I find it's very rare for me now to do a new project in Elementor unless the customer requests it because of what we mentioned at the top of the show, where they're familiar with it and they want to use Elementor.
Yeah, I think, you know, there's loads of people with very limited knowledge of web development, that there's millions of your end users, well, they say there's millions, and I think there probably is. I don't really see it as a beginner tool in any shape or form. I think you'd be better off with Gutenberg Blocks. It's a quasar professional tool. The problem is they know that the professional or semi-professional market that initially drove their growth, it's not the flavor of the month anymore. It just isn't.
Well, I want to bring something else up in this, and maybe I'm crossing a line, and maybe it doesn't make a difference. But some of these companies that are billed as page builders also they wanted to become hosting companies.
Well, they have definitely.
Yeah. And when you go to their website now, like when I signed up for Elementor, I signed up for it, you know, agency level. you know, web design. I got the thing, $3.99 a year, $2.99 a year, whatever it is, bills me every year. 50 websites. And so I still have that old grandfathered in pricing package, and I'm thankful to have it. But when you go to their website, you kind of get lost with what are they actually trying to sell me? And there's other page builders that we've discussed or will discuss today.
You're a newbie. I've got the grandfather license that gives me 1,000 websites. Shows you how old I am.
Many websites.
Yeah, it shows you how long I've been doing this. Got nothing against it. On to the next one, Bricks. Now, Bricks, small team, really has become the flavor of the WordPress professional, developer, designer, PAL, implementer. Great tool. In my own opinion, in no shape or form is it a beginner stroke intermediate DIY product. I don't know if you can customize it and then give it to, I really wouldn't want to give Elementor to a client in full admin usage. I definitely wouldn't want to give Bricks to a client, really. But you love it, and it's a great tool. And it is a great tool, and it's a great price for one site per year, $79 per year for one site license.
Yeah.
What's your view? You've been using it a fair bit. What's your thoughts on it?
Well, this is one of those moments where it's a really good thing that we do, you know, redo these topics or rediscuss things. Because if you remember, the last time we covered Bricks, I told you it didn't work. Right on air. I was like, all I get is these yellow boxes all over the screen.
I think you were a little bit disparaging. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
When did we do this? Sorry, for a year ago or something, wasn't it?
About a year ago. And, you know, I'm one of those people that, you know, I'll periodically give someone another shot. And I went in and I rebuilt the Mañana No Mas website on Bricks as an experiment for myself, just to say, hey, I can use this thing. And it really came together well. And, you know, there's some other tools that I augmented it with. I started to play with automatic CSS and frames and all kinds of things. And as I dive deeper and deeper into Bricks, I'm more and more appreciative of what it can do. But to your point, not for beginners. Like, my learning curve was steep and is steep. I still have a way to go. And the things that I like Bricks for are things that probably aren't important to newcomers in the space. For instance, in Bricks, I like the idea that I can make something kind of class-based, and then I can fix it so that if I make a change to this block, it's going to change for similar blocks throughout the whole website. Whereas when I'm in Elementor, when I edit that block, it's that block. And then I have to copy the style and paste the styles, right? People entering the space, Jonathan, they don't care about that because they're not building enterprise-level websites. 3,000
That's a total quasi-professional discussion.
Exactly.
And that's what a lot of people in the WordPress professional community don't get, or they're not being totally, I was going to say, honest, or they're, I think that would be unfair to say honest, that they choose to be semi-blind about the obvious.
Yeah.
And we all can be like that. We don't see the obvious, and I think they're not seeing the obvious. There's certain tools that they're pushing that are not aimed at the beginner stroke intermediate person.
No. Like I said, what I just talked about for me is like enterprise level websites, hundreds or thousands of pages deep with content, with this, with that. And in those situations, what a blessing to have that tool at hand. But again, very few projects would I need that on.
Yeah. On to the next one, Breakdance. I'm going to be controversial there. There's some bits about Breakdance I don't, but it's nothing to do with the actual page builder. The actual page builder is fantastic if you're a beginner or intermediate. It's got one of the best interfaces. It's fast. I don't think it's as fast as Cadence WP or the Gutenberg solutions out there. Other people would disagree with me. They've got a free product. And they've got the pro version that starts at $99 a year. They don't really involved in the WordPress community. They don't care. They've done their own thing. They have got a product that was aimed at a community, which they peeved off a bit. This is really aimed at the beginner intermediate, and it's a good product. I personally would recommend Cadence. It's got more integration than that, but they're also going back to try, because they brought an update where they're building a theme builder, and I think an API generator or something. They're trying to claw back their more professional market. But I don't know how successful they're going to be about that. But for the beginner, I understand why it's popular at the beginner and intermediate, even though I have problems with the parent company. What's your thoughts?
Well, it's a winner on price. If you're a budget shopper, the price is super affordable. There's two things that I like about Breakdance You already mentioned the user interface, but
it's very good, isn't it?
As part of that interface, the ability to place, size, and configure an image for display on the front end of the website, I think, is one of the best that's out there. It's very intuitive. You can move the picture around this way. You can shrink it. You can expand it. You can put a ellipse around it. You can do whatever you want with it. It's their controls for image placement and display is top notch. And then the other thing is that the templates, because if our target audience for this message today is on beginners and newcomers or single site owners, having that library of templates they have they have over 300 templates in there to choose from. There's all kinds of content in there that you could copy, pick, and choose from, which I think is really kind of cool. Is it a professional level builder? I don't think so. I think it's great for one site projects or people new to the industry or people looking to build something quickly. But it's not something that I would use as an agency to build out other people's stuff on.
Yeah, I don't know enough about it to pass that comment. I think for its initial, I think they had another product called Oxygen, and it was a good product. It's still about, folks. It's still active. It's just that most of the resources from the parent company went into this product at the present moment and will be that way. And they're adding more professional elements to it. I think they burnt some bridges with their antics around the other product. I'm not sure how, but it's an enormous market, so there's probably hundreds and hundreds of thousands of Quasar agency power freelancers will never listen to this and don't know anything about the background, so they probably will. But even though I have problems with the owner and the parent company, doesn't make me blind to why it is a success. On to the next one, Divi. Now, Divi's got a great team behind it that are great people. I've met a lot of them at various events, and they're some of the nicest. I've always been impressed with their aptitude. As a product, I cannot recommend it. It's highly popular, very aggressive in their pricing. A single site starts $89, and they really knew their target market, which was the graphic designer having a small local business that was doing graphics and logos and building websites at a lower price level for small businesses. Absolutely understood their target audience and marketed, got a load of YouTube influencers in the web design to plug. Just, they are hardcore marketers and they provide great support. But as an actual page builder, it is clunky. It has short coditis, as I call it. A bit like Elementor has divitis. They've got short coditis. It's a dog of a platform, far as I'm concerned. They're building out a new version, Divi 5, that seems to go longer than Gutenberg, but it's based on Gutenberg technology, and Gutenberg was changing all the time. It's slowed down now, but they still haven't, nor have they got a real release date. I cannot recommend it. What's your thoughts?
It's going to sound so harsh. It might sound more harsh than yourself. From a agency perspective, our policy, unless heavily negotiated, we don't work on Divi websites any longer, because there's always, so understanding the nature of what our projects are, I think is important to kind of clarify that statement. With dynamic content,
membership and community websites,
membership, community, e-commerce, when you are, you know, leveraging all this dynamic content, it seems to be a nightmare inside the Divi builder. Things don't seem to land or space properly, or they have this weird thing like in every other builder, you can put in the short code and the short code works. And then when you put it in Divi, you have to use the text editor and not the short code, but it has a short code embedder. There's so many weird things that happen in Divi that as an agency, we were just like, you know what? If we can't work on this with confidence and know that we're going to get something done in a certain amount of time and get the right result, we can't offer that. And so we just don't. Now, that said, we do have a couple of grandfathered clients that are on Divi and they love Divi.
Yeah, got a couple, and they, yeah. I don't even bother trying to persuade them. They just adamant, they love it. They want to use it.
And to your point, Jonathan, one of my clients that loves their Divi is, he would consider himself an artist. He like pixel perfect, Figma type like layouts. And then he said, I want to convert these Figma things to Divi. And I went, okay, great. And he made it work. But when you start laying in dynamic content and WooCommerce stuff, we had to use separate third-party tools to actually customize their WooCommerce pages.
Yeah, I think if you're not building membership, community, e-commerce, like everything Kirk's just said, you're probably going to be fine with Divi with the right host. It is resource hungry, in my opinion.
Yeah.
You're not going to have that problem at WP Tonic. On to the next one, because I don't want to overthrow, because I like the Divi people, and they probably don't like me because
they're the nicest people I've ever met at WordCamp.
Yeah, they're great. And the owner, the founder, and they are superb marketers, aren't they? And they market without rubbing other people. They're not negative marketers. There's a few other people that I admire as marketers in the WordPress space, but they use negativity.
Yeah.
To market themselves, where Divi's never done that, have they? But they are superb marketers, aren't they?
Yep.
Breezy. I know the owners of Breezy is really nice people. I think they're Czechoslovakia or Slovenia. I don't want to upset them. Really nice people. They brought this out and got traction, and then I think it's especially around the WordPress professional, the freelancer, the power user, the implementer. I think it was their pricing structure on their cloud, on the above the one license, wasn't attractive compared to what Elementor and Divi were offering. I think their price positioning wasn't correct. And then they built out this hosted solution, which I'm not sure it's using WordPress. I think it is. It's similar to Elementor. I think they are, but they don't make it clear. Then they've got the WordPress plugin. It's all a bit confusing. The actual interface, I'm not sure. I haven't used it for a while. It's $59 for a one-site license. The interface is really easy. I don't think it's, their problem is Breakdance, in my opinion. That's their problem. They're up against Breakdance at that beginner. And then their pricing structure, they're up against Bricks, Elementor in the quasar professional market. So they're stuck in the middle, and I don't think that's a good place to be. What's your own thoughts?
There's a couple of miscues for me in the Brizzy presentation. And that said, I know a lot of people in the WordPress space and they talk about Brizzy Builder in a very positive light. So I don't, whatever I say, you know, let's sprinkle a little juju on there that, hey, you know, it's, I've heard good things. But when I went to their website, I was instantly confused. What are they selling me? Right? Because the first thing they show you is this hosted example that where the pricing just seems like it's through the roof. And then you look at, oh, there's a tab here. Then you click the tab and the price seems super competitive. I think it was $199 for 50 sites or something like that. And so I'm like, hey, okay, that's pretty good. And then, you know, I was in the back end of a Brizzy site maybe a year and a half ago. So I wanted to kind of refresh myself for the show. And I went and looked at, okay, let's take a look at some samples. Let's take a look at this. What's the experience look like? I like that you can edit in what seems like, it almost feels like a front-end editor when you're in there. Like you see the page and you click on it and you edit the element. Very blocks-like in that way. And then it's got this fly-out menu that comes in. That gives you almost that Elementor / Bricks kind of experience. And so in a lot of ways, I just get confused with it, to be honest with you. I feel like anything I edit in the edit page, I definitely need to preview it in a new tab because I really don't know what effect I'm having in a responsive editing window, if that makes sense. Because everything's kind of moving around.
Yeah, I've got no experience of building a dynamic membership community using a Brizzy setup. I just don't have that experience. I just think they're stuck in the middle, but they've stuck at it, and I think they slowly are getting growth, and they're building out, updating it, improving it, built, and I wish them well. I think their problem is they're kind of stuck in that middle ground where at the beginner market, they're up against like Cadence, WP, or Breakdance. And in the professional market, they're in the middle. They're against Bricks and Elementor. But I think people probably look at it because they got fed up with Elementor and all these updates that kept breaking websites. It must... And then that's why... But then Bricks appeared. But I might be wrong because when you think about it, maybe they're aiming it at the market that Divi aimed at, that kind of graphic designer, which Divi identified and really captured. But the problem is that crowd still love Divi. So yeah. Why would they move to Brizzy, you know?
I think as our conversation kind of seems to be oscillating a little bit back and forth, we need to kind of come back to, is this for a beginner doing one site, one project?
Yeah, sorry, you're right. You say,
or is this someone that wants to build their agency? If you look at what Brizzy really brings to the table, they bring a lot. Like they have a ton of templates. They have a ton of patterns. They have a ton of, every menu you go into for them says 500 plus of this and 500 plus of that. It's almost like you get too much to choose from to be efficient or productive in your work. But, and from a beginner perspective, what I said was something that causes me hesitation would actually be something a newcomer would love. To be able to jump into an edit screen, have it look like the front end of the website, click on it, edit it, boom. Like, that all makes sense.
Would you say the interface usability is as good or better than Breakdance?
Well, I think Breakdance is the winner in that category.
Right.
Yeah.
You've actually played around with this a bit more than I have. Let's get to the last one and then we can wrap. Yeah. And have an ending. Beaver Builder. Kurt doesn't like Beaver Builder, I don't think. But they're like Divi, is that the founders, the people, the company, the people that own the company are some of the nicest people I've met in WordPress. And I still use Beaver Builder on some. They've got the actual editor and then they've got a theme builder. They were in the early days of revolutionizing building websites on WordPress. They were head-to-head with Elementor in the early days of this fundamental change in WordPress, because before that, you really, to do changes in WordPress were a bit painful unless you were a power user, a low-end developer type implementer. And it kind of revolutionized the whole market. But the truth is, Elementor, they decided to keep it bootstrap, owning it. Elementor took external investment, VC investment, and they had the marketing budget. And to be truthful, I actually think it was a better product also, to be truthful. But I say that, it's a better product. I want to pull back on that. It was a better product if you didn't know anything about Divitis and the mobile consequences, because actually the background code of Beaver Builder is much more superior than Elementor. But yes, you get used to it and it's fine, but it has a bit of a clunky interface, to be truthful about it, compared to Bricks or Breakdance or Breezy or Cadence. They're stuck at it, and it's got a, I use it still a bit. It's still got a low and large community. What's your thoughts on Beaver Builder?
The first time I really had to use Beaver Builder was doing some internal work at Lifter LMS, because they were originally Beaver Builder and now they're on something else. And then and then editing stuff with WP Tonic using Beaver Builder. So we still get to actively use it. From the interface perspective, it's not my go-to. Like, it's not what I would choose, which is sad because, like you said, I mean, everyone I've met that works on the Beaver Builder team is a, you know, class A individual. Every single one of them. Like, they're supportive, they're friendly. I think it's Chris Lima actually put on his testimonial says, once you start using Beaver Builder, you're part of the family. And I would absolutely 100% take that to heart. And the pricing is aggressive. The pricing's right in line with, you know, what you see with Elementor and stuff like that. And they've got a good selection of products, meaning a good selection of templates and things to help. Like, they've got assets to help you put things together. That said, it's just still not my choice.
Right, so let's finish up, because I think you've capsulized it very well. So let's end this. So if you were a beginner, lower intermediate, and you were looking to build a membership stroke community website using something like Lifter LMS or Fluid Community, which they've issued an update statement today, they have got a lot more of these page builders that they're supporting now, and they support Gutenberg, so Cadence, WP. So beginner, lower intermediate, of what one or two would you recommend from everything that we've discussed? Which two would you recommend to that beginner intermediate?
From a beginner's perspective, and knowing that they wanted to use these other dynamic tools, I would put them in the Cadence, in the Cadence arena for sure. And if they wanted a little bit more design freedom or something a little more flashy and feature packed, I would probably lean them towards Breakdance.
Yeah, I just don't know enough. I haven't used it. I don't know how it works with Lifter LMS or Learn Dash or some of the other membership. I don't know what Breakdance, how it works. So, but if, as long as it does, yeah, I totally agree. On the more power user that we get, we have a very diverse group of people that host at WP Tonic, from agencies to power users to beginners. We get a very diverse crowd. So the more power user, quasar implementer, which is another big part of hosting clients, what would you recommend?
Well, it sounds like I'm almost with a forked tongue here, but Cadence Pro is still super capable. for people that, you know, are the Quasar Pro, right? If you want to build something where the design's not crazy, but you want great interactivity with the dynamic content, and you want it to be kind of light on the server resources and retain performance, I think Cadence is the answer, Cadence Pro in that regard. But again, if we're talking about somebody that wants to go to that next level of something, it depends on the person, their experience level, but I might steer them towards bricks. But realistically, they would probably end up in the Elementor space.
You must have read, we do agree on a lot of things, don't we?
Over time, you must be rubbing off on me.
Well, you worded it. I would prefer, because that thing with Animator, you know, which they're trying to deal with, you know, they've got an enormous legacy base.
Yeah.
But they're, you know, but it is Divertitis on steroids with Animator. It's just, and it has a consequence when it comes to mobile. And you can't, and that's important. Where bricks is great on mobile when the speed, you know, it's all a bit junky because they're not real world tests, because it depends on what the hosting, the caching, the plugin mixture. There's so many variables that a lot of these speed tests are meaningless. But they give some signs, and the speed tests that I've seen with bricks on mobile have been quite impressive for a non-Gutenberg page builder. But Cadence WP, if you, it's great in for the higher individual we're talking. So I think I probably would go with Cadence, and then I'll go with bricks, because I just have problems with Elementor without, which they're trying to deal with. But then you've still got this third part, and people tend to go potty with all the third party widgets. And if you go potty, you're going to end up with a real dog in performance terms.
Well, and just to be clear, bricks is the same playground.
Oh, right. Yeah.
There's a ton of add-ons for bricks now. Yeah. You know, everyone says, oh, get these for these extra blocks or for these extra things.
Oh, they got the same problem with that.
And steer away from some of that stuff, because it is just not great content, not good stuff.
No, you got to control yourself. So it's probably Elementor, but, you know, this hope with version 4 that they improve the Divertitis element, which affects mobile, and they sort out the, because it was driving people crazy, all these updates that were breaking websites left, right, and center, when it was driving the Elementor crew.
That's gotten much better in the last year, I think.
Because I think that some people were saying they were doing it on purpose. Some people, we know a certain individual that he publicly stated that he thought they were doing it on purpose to drive people to their hosting environment. I always thought that was pushing things a bit too far.
Yeah. They do want to sell hosting.
When it comes to the pro, the power user, I think it's the same thing. It's either going to be Cadence, Elementor, or bricks, isn't it? Maybe bricks rather than Elementor. And then you might say they wouldn't use Cadence, but they probably use GeneratePress. It's probably GeneratePress that they would go to, isn't it?
GeneratePress, again, with their pattern library, is super attractive.
Yeah, but they also got this class base, which is the other thing I forgot about Elementor. They introduced in a class base system, so you can, which wouldn't mean anything to the average person, but it just means you can customize things and to a higher level. GeneratePress is a class system as well, base system as well. So it's going to appeal more to the power user, to the professional. Well, I think we've covered anything. Before we end it, or I think we've done a pretty good job, actually, haven't we?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is if you're new to the space, or you know you're not a web expert, but you have an idea or you have something you want to present online to an audience that you want to build, simple is best. Keep things as simple as possible. Reach out to experts. Schedule a meeting with Jonathan. You know, and just pick a solution that's going to be simple, direct, and get you launched. Time and time again, we talk to people that get so involved in the tech that they don't launch. And you know, you don't generate revenue if you never launch.
Yeah. Got a great Tinder show, folks. We've got a great free resource. We've got the WP YouTube channel that covers, we upload these podcasts so you can watch us. Plus, I've got a load of other videos. I've got over 1,600 videos up on that channel, folks, that covers every aspect of marketing, website, build out for membership community, every aspect of marketing. It's all up on the WP YouTube channel. Go over there, and if you find it useful, subscribe to the channel. That would be much appreciated. We will be back next week with another great show. We'll see you soon. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Membership Machine Show. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes and leave a rating to support the show. Until next time.